Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about the total malfeasance of the Hancock County schools. Unbelievable. Why aren't people being arrested and thrown in jail, including the auditors? And, well, we'll talk about that in just a bit. But right now, a very special guest for you. This is that Kellich woman. She is the Belmont County Treasurer, Kathy Kellich. Great friend of the show, and we've been trying to get her on for such a long time now. And she finally said, well, on this holiday, instead of honoring Dr. King and everything he stood for, I'm going to come on with Dimitri. So, Kathy Kellich, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Great. So, let's see, what brought you on here today? You reached out and said, all right, fine, I'll finally come on the show. Is there one particular thing you want to talk to the audience about before I start firing lots of questions at you?
No, it was your sparkling charm.
You know, I get a lot of that. I get a lot of that. But, okay, well, let's get started. East Ohio Regional Hospital, how much money do they owe us now, and when are we going to finally foreclose on these losers?
So, just to be clear, it is the foreclosure process already started. When they were forced into bankruptcy, when EOH LLC was forced into bankruptcy, there was a lease on the property with Access Martin Ferry. So what happened was that stayed the whole procedure. So there is a foreclosure action already filed. And as soon as they release us from the bankruptcy, we'll be able to proceed.
Release us from the bankruptcy?
The county.
The county. Why does the county have to be released from the bankruptcy? I don't understand.
Because they right now, even though EOH LLC does not own the property, again, they have that. They have a lease that with the property. So anyone that is an interested party in a bankruptcy action that may have some vested interest would be brought into that bankruptcy, and the property was. Mm-hmm. So now we're just waiting for them to release the property so that we can proceed to foreclosure.
All right. So when is that going to happen?
I'm hoping soon. I was hoping it was already going to be done, but these things take time, as everything does in government.
Well, okay. What agency or what person is responsible for this lag?
This is the bankruptcy court.
Okay. Is that in Columbus?
They are through, I believe it's the federal bankruptcy court,
oh,
yes.
Federal. Okay, great. So, do you know of any reason why they haven't already done it? Is there a fly in the ointment? Is there something else going on that we maybe don't know about?
No, I think it's more of we filed our motion. They have, there's time for them to respond. So, you know, it's just procedural.
All right. Any idea when realistically we could finish the foreclosure and take ownership? Do we take ownership of the building? Is that how it works, the taxpayers?
We do not. We hope that somebody buys it and will proceed to open it as a medical facility.
All right. So
but it is literally up for a purchase. We don't have control over who purchases it.
All right. So when the process of the bankruptcy process is finished, who's going to be owning the property? Is that the federal government or the state government or Martin's Ferry?
When the bankruptcy, no. The answer is no to all the above. When the bankruptcy is finished, it goes to a foreclosure sale. Whoever buys it off that foreclosure sale is the owner of that property.
All right. Now, can I buy it for a dollar?
No.
Why
you have
not?
To buy it for all back taxes owed.
All right. And if no one buys it, then who owns it?
Then it will be forfeited to the state of Ohio. It's not really transferred or anything like that, and it goes to auditor sale for starting bid.
And that would be for a dollar?
No, she never, Cindy never starts it. And I would say probably no auditor has started it for a dollar for a very long time. I'm not sure what Cindy's starting bid is at the moment, so I don't want to actually state that on the record.
All right, so Cindy Henry with Belmont County then is in charge, would be in charge of this?
After it goes through tax foreclosure through treasurer, it goes through the auditor sale. So, yes.
Okay, it would be a county auditor, not state auditor.
Correct.
All right. You didn't make that clear. You really should have made that clear. That way it wouldn't have sounded so stupid.
Pardon me.
Yeah, well, anyway. So, have you been talking at all with, is it Harold Ramsey? Is that the that guy out of Brooklyn?
I have not heard from him for a very long time.
Wow, there's a
Nor do I expect to, truthfully. I told him the last communication that him and I had that we are to work through our attorneys.
And you've not heard from his attorney?
No.
Yeah. There's a shocker. I exposed this guy and this whole stinking mess on my show, and boy, it just none of this surprises me. I'm not the kind of guy who typically says, "I told you so."
Really?
Yeah,
really? You're going to really say that on the radio? Because you're recorded. People can go back on your Facebook feed and probably hear many times that you said, "I told you so," just to be clear.
If I may finish. The reason that I almost never say, "I told you so," is because I'm usually wrong. So there. Guess I showed her. All right, fine.
You really gave it to me, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Anyway, so, okay, is there anything else that I should have asked you regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital? Because I don't know what I don't know. There are lots of moving parts. The public has been not served too well by the media coverage. I mean, it was okay, but it could have been a lot better. Is there anything else that we should know about this, Kath?
No, not at the moment. I mean, again, they're in a forced bankruptcy. Right now, we're going to see if we can get the property removed from that. As it's not owned by EOH LLC, and then we're going to proceed to foreclosure, and we'll have to go from there.
What do they owe us so far in back taxes? Is it up to a couple million dollars now?
It's over $2 million, yeah. Because the new taxes just went on, so yes.
What is it? How much?
This year's taxes just went on, so.
Right. So what is the number?
I don't have the exact number because I agreed to be on this over the weekend, so I apologize, but I know it's over $2 million.
All right, the Belmont County Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, I forgot.
Should we go there?
I forgot the intro. Hold on, I forgot the intro. There we go. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. This
you
is the Belmont buzz.
You just had to sing it?
Well, you don't want me singing. You don't want me dancing. You don't want to see me doing anything that involves any sort of a musical rhythm of any sort. But
it
yeah,
may increase your feed. People might come on more.
I don't think they would. I really don't think they would. So, all right. So that's it for East Ohio Regional Hospital. You and I have been speaking off air regarding this incredible, wonderful movement to eliminate real estate taxation in Ohio. The petition drive is really picked up a lot of steam. They've got more than enough signatures, they claim right now, to put the question on the ballot, I guess, in the fall. And if it does end up being on the ballot, essentially asking the voters of Ohio to, eliminate real estate taxation. Yeah, I think it's going to win overwhelmingly. So. To share your thoughts about this, because I was actually surprised by your position. You don't think this is a good idea.
I don't. But just to be clear, though, and yeah. I want to stress this, I agree that we need property tax reform. It has gotten way out of control. But it's, you know, that's reform. I don't think the elimination of it, I don't think, you know, catching your house on fire is going to help you remodel. I mean, that's just not going to get you there. You know, property taxes go back to before Ohio was a state. People believe that this is how we kind of had a vested vested interest in the property to make sure that, you know, they have all the services that they need. So I wouldn't say that getting rid of it is a good idea, but I understand your position based upon what you're paying.
So what is the solution? Give us a clear-cut solution, because I've not heard any politician offer that at all. The only thing I hear many politicians say is we should not eliminate this forever tax on property, because then we would have a very difficult time funding public schools and firehouses and all of this and all of that. But they never come up with an alternative if we do eliminate the real estate property tax. So you think it should stay on. What is the alternative?
Okay, I just want to be clear, because I want to make sure I understand your question. Are you asking me what should they do, or are you saying if this goes through, what would happen?
Both.
Okay. All right, so just to be clear, all of this is actually held at the state legislature for you know, they're responsible for coming up with the rules and, you know, regulations for this. And we do have one really, I mean, he's actually a good legislator that is trying really hard to do a reform. It's just not enough.
Who?
That would be David Thomas. He's out of Ashtabula County.
Okay.
Because he's put forth at least four bills have passed, and he's got another, I don't know, I'd say over 40 coming through to try to do some amendments on the property taxes. So anyways, to get back to this, I apologize. So state legislature knew that this was a problem back in the 80s for the school funding. Then go back and do your job and actually come up with a new base as to how you're going to fund schools. They keep on pushing it back on the taxpayers and forcing the schools to ask for more money locally when they should be coming up with a practical solution so that people actually have a vested interest in this. It's actually, I guess it's both, and the answer is for both of them is exactly the same. This is, all comes down to them doing their job, what they've been elected to do. You expect me to do my job, which is, whether you like it or not, collect property taxes and be the banker for the county. So why wouldn't we expect them to do the same and do their job and come up with the new set of rules, the new set of procedures as to how things are funded?
Can you come up with that now? Give us a concrete example.
How to blow up the house and try to fix it?
Some of
these legislators have been in office because you're term limited, right?
Oh, Kath, so I understand.
Some of them have been there for 8 years, Kath, and then they switch over to the other. Like if they're in the Senate, they switch to the House, and the House switches to the Senate, and they keep on teeter tottering back and forth.
Right, Hoagland
well,
is going to be.
You've been there long enough. You should be able to do it, right?
Kathy, I agree with you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm asking you, Kathy Kellidge, Belmont County Treasurer. What is a simple, straightforward example of a solution that we can look at and think about right now?
Do you
have one?
This.
Do you have one?
There's nothing simple about this.
Well, then what do you expect us to do? I mean, no wonder. I mean, we're so frustrated. The DeRolf ruling from the Ohio Supreme Court said the whole rotten system is unfair, it's unconstitutional, and the legislators in Columbus did nothing for decades. What makes you think they're going to do anything now?
Well, and that's the whole thing. So when you tell me that somebody is, okay, so when you're saying, well, they're going to have to come up with a different way to fund it.
Right.
Okay. That's exactly it, though. They are the same people that you are telling me that you don't think that they've done their job for years.
They have. They're going to be forced to.
Now you're telling me that you expect them to come up with a great plan.
But they would. But the difference
to fund this.
The difference now is they're going to have to, because the voters are going to vote to eliminate real estate taxation in Ohio. Now Columbus finally will have no choice but to do its job. Because they've had all this.
You don't think that Columbus would simply look at us and say, okay, we're going to do this job on our time, and you're going to pay the consequence for the vote that you just did? You don't think that they will actually hold your feet to the fire on this one and be like, you know what? I don't care if there's fire services for you.
We are going.
I don't care if you have police. That's what they voted for. That's what you get. You think that they're going to get in some mad rush because all the voters got together and voted this down?
Yeah.
And just to be clear, this is the only tax that actually stays local. So don't think that whatever alternative that they come up with, that there's something extra going to Columbus, because there will be.
This is the only tax that is a forever tax. It is a tax for infinity. For your property, for my property, we pay the tax every year for the rest of our lives. Then when we will the property over to our kids, they pay the tax for the rest of their lives. And then when they will the property over to somebody else, they pay the tax for the rest of their lives. This is an infinity tax. This is so
what
unfair.
Tax isn't an infinity tax?
Sales tax is always there.
Let's just be clear. As long as it's a tax, it's always there.
Sales tax is a one-time tax. It's a one-time tax. Whether it's on gasoline or some other purchase, it's a one-time tax. The real estate tax is a forever tax, and you can't even control how much the tax is going to be, because even if you do nothing to your property, if the neighbors do something to theirs, if homes sell for more money, your taxes go up as well. There's nothing fair about this thing. People are losing their homes because they can't pay the tax the way it is now.
So to be clear,
yes,
you don't need to tell me that because I'm the one that has to do it. I'm the one that people are calling and saying, well, I'm paying my taxes. Why aren't you foreclosing on Joe Smith down the street? And just to be clear, that's my job, and I take it very seriously.
I know you do. I know you do.
But
well, tell
let,
you
me,
what,
hold, let me say this.
Hold that butt. Hold that butt because we got a break coming up here. Hold that butt. Right. Oh, that didn't come out right at all. Jeez. Oh, my God. Is Gagan listening to this? Oh, I hope not. All right.
I hope not.
Make a note. Make a note. Make a note. Hold that butt and then elaborate after this short break. My God. All right. The more of the exclusive interview with Belmont. Oh, Belmont County. Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kelich. And we're going to do a deep dive here. All right. That's enough. We're running out of time regarding real estate taxation. Stay tuned.